on Sunday Arts, we've got our first guest in the studio, and it's Pamela Reed. And Pamela's been on the show a few times, but welcome, Pamela.
Thank you. Nice to be with you gentlemen again.
Yes.
It's great. Now, you're here to talk about an exhibition that you have at the moment.
Yes.
Called Wish You Were Here.
Yes.
Now, before we start talking about that one, however, Pamela, for our listeners who haven't actually heard from you before, let's talk a little bit about your background, how you got into arts, and just maybe a little bit, a bit of a backstory.
Oh, do we need to hear it? Oh my God! I go way back with her. I go way back.
All right. Well, you might want to take a break now.
David's right. I'll praise it by saying, yeah, arts was in the background, as David knows, because my entire professional career was in primarily the music industry. But arts, or creating visual arts, was my love from a very early childhood. And it wasn't until I literally got to a place in life where I could find the time, and this is when you're grown up and your children are grown up, and then to revisit it, and it's been one fun time. So I've been doing it now for maybe the last 15 years, yeah.
Okay.
Now you've never really done landscape, exhibitions or anything, or really concentrated on it. So you took yourself off to Tuscany, as we all do, and did a course over there. Is that right?
It is. I mean, I've always had a camera. My dad taught me how to use a camera at 10. I bought my first Pentax Spotmatic when I worked, and I've still got it. So I always just use my camera.
Yep.
And most of my artwork has been life drawing. This, I was attracted to this because one of my old school friends put on my Facebook a company called Walk the Arts. I love walking and I love the arts, and it was in Tuscany. My daughter saw it on Facebook and said, "Do it, Mum." And then every friend I've got said, "Do it." And I went, "Do it." And it was extraordinary. I actually hadn't thought about painting landscape because of my camera, but to be under extraordinary tuition from a French-Canadian art historian, and to be in this amazing property that was owned by a contessa, and to walk every morning and to take it in, and then to learn how to mix the colours of a landscape. That's something I'd never done.
Uh-huh.
I was used to looking at light on dark and composition, but to have to actually focus and see that there's lemons in that sky or there's mauve in that hill, and then the fun began, mixing the colours and the shades of the colours as the light moves. And then I fell in love with it, and like my other work, well, like my life drawing, where I like to do it, I like to work quickly in front of people. I really like working in the environment. I've never wanted to paint or draw from a photograph or unless it's a reference.
So how long did you spend over there doing that?
That was 10 days.
Yeah.
And since then it started. And I'd just been to a wedding in Portugal, and all those colours were fresh in my mind. I then, because I live on Bayside, Melbourne, started painting down on the beach. And then last year I deliberately achieved a very long-term goal of going to England's Lake District, which I love, and I sat and I painted in there, and that's when Wish You Were Here started. I started painting a series of what I call postcards, because people tend to share via social media now, so I actually started making postcards. It's a bit like taking the old slideshow right over the top.
but I also like the idea of doing it in that very small postcard size. Salvador Dali, some of his most amazing pieces were quite small.
Yeah.
And extraordinary. And your attention to the brush stroke has to be a lot more intense and aware of where you're doing it, doesn't it, when you're doing it so small?
And that's what's challenging, because I want to abstract it. I don't want to detail it. That's what I say my camera's for. It will get every detail right. So within the exhibition there are bigger works, and that's all I can carry. You know, there's a certain size of canvas paper.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's really challenging for me to sit in a big space and just try and capture those colours and lines that mean I've got it. So it was fun.
Mm. And what was it like? How liberating was it? Because you were doing a lot of still life before, and a lot of Images of people to all of a sudden, you know, you were saying about the light was there was lemons in the sky and the purples on the hill and all that. What did it do to your soul? You know, that sort of having that feeling and picking up on the images.
Well, I have to give full credit to the teacher, Eve LaRocque. So passionate.
Eve LaRocque.
LaRocque. And his beautiful, passionate Colombian wife who cooked for us every night, who shared every meal. The Tuscan wine was endless. They worked so hard. And he ran it with military precision. We'd have his art history lessons in the morning, which were just, that was inspirational. But what I loved about Eve is he didn't teach a style. And I'm not someone who works to a style. Mm. The first artwork I did on the first day, 2 hours ago, I couldn't have, 2 hours before that, I couldn't have done it. He would stand beside me with his arms folded and bemused and say to me, put the canvas down, go away, go somewhere else, you know, stop locking in.
Yeah.
And it was him. Another teacher, it may not have happened.
Right. Yeah. And so, therefore, his voice was there when you were, you know, like, in the Lake Districts painting or Portugal.
His voice is everywhere, and I send them emails and tell them. I've got a lovely picture of a photo at home of Eve standing beside me, and when the arms folded, I know he's trying to think of, should I tell her politely? And the answer was usually no. And there was one lovely day where he pulled me out of the landscape. You know, I was overworking it, and he dragged me back to this amazing place where I was staying. And he said, now, throw that away. Now, paint what you just saw. And I did it. And he came back and he folded his arms and said, well, when you get home, everybody's going to say, that's very pretty. You've been to Tuscany, haven't you? And I still haven't quite done it.
But what it must be such a confronting thing if you've, you know, you're used to a certain style and then this whole other thing evolves from this, you know, this one man. That must have been, like, confronting but also incredible and kind of emotional, right, for you?
It wasn't confronting for me. The others at work, because most of the people in the art show workshop, but there was only eight of us.
Yeah.
I'd probably had more experience. Most of the others were terrified. I was just like, I was at kindergarten.
Yeah.
Just bring it on. Really? Nothing was confronting.
Which is probably why we're just looking at a couple of them as we're speaking.
The picture's up there on the website of the one that he said, that'll let all your friends know you've been to Tuscany.
But how wonderful that you were open enough to take this on and, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't get enough of it. It could have gone on, you know, for months for me, and I could never have learned enough from him.
Yeah.
So where did the idea, you know, like you were saying, it depended on the size of the paper that you were taking out to paint because you couldn't take it too large. Mm. But where did the idea of, well, let's do the postcard, when did that light bulb go off going, well, you know, like it's let's do a lot of them small?
When I was working on the concept of Wish You Were Here, which is a postcard, and then just keeping thinking, I really enjoy, so many of the friends I have on Facebook and Instagram is because I love seeing their travel pics. But I still occasionally have friends I want to send postcards to. And I used to love getting the postcards and turning them over. And so it just evolved. Mm. I'll make postcards and they're framed. The particular postcard ones I've actually framed in little white wooden boxes so that when on the wall, I've done them in series. So there's a series of postcards from Tuscany. There's a series from Portugal. There's a series from the Lake District. So
and the bay as well. You were saying,
yes,
like our bay.
You'll recognise our bay.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
And Aries Inlet, my favourite place down the coast. I couldn't. As soon as I got home, that following week we went down to Aries Inlet, and I went, there's purple in the sky here. I never noticed before because I've just been working in lemon, you know.
Yeah,
fantastic. And where's the exhibition?
Chapel Off Chapel.
Right.
Love the people there. Can't say enough nice things.
Yeah, you've exhibited there before.
Yes.
Right.
Are you upstairs?
No, that's now working space for performance and rehearsal. They have a foyer gallery, and I really like my work being in amongst a theatre audience.
Sure.
It's where I'm home.
Yep.
And I love the fact that it's up for a month, so anyone that goes to see a show at Chapel Off Chapel, they can just wander and have a look and decide if they like it or not.
Mm. Mm. And the good thing is a hell of a lot more people see it when it's in the foyer as well.
It's nice for me. Last one I had there, I happened to be going to a show, And it was lovely for me to be standing in the queue and just watching people walking around, looking at my work. You know, I had no idea who they were, and it was part of their night out at the theatre. So yep. And we all love a night out at the theatre, don't we?
I think that's a good thing about Chapel on Chapel too, yeah. The fact that you can actually, you know, sort of spend your time waiting for the show,
yeah.
Looking at the various artworks that are on display.
So. Yeah. Well, you tend to, when it was upstairs as well, you tend to forget that it was up there, yeah. Or you wouldn't, you know, like just wouldn't get around to going upstairs. So yeah. It's much better having it down there.
And yeah. So people can actually purchase these postcards.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. I think it's an art we need to keep hold of. I was in Europe last year and I bought postcards to send home to my family because I knew that they would love receiving them. So I'm into it.
Brilliant. And when does it open?
Next Tuesday. Tuesday, 27th, okay. 6 to 8 p.m. You're all welcome.
And until the 25th of March, is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
Right, okay. And what's it called again?
Wish You Were Here.
By who?
That'd be me, Pamela Reed.
Pamela Reed. Pamela Reed, thank you so much for coming
thank
in today.
Thank you all. It's
thanks,
always, I'm always happy to see you all.
Thanks, Pamela. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.